Birds of a feather flock together, except when they don't. Welcome to The Nature of Phenology, where we share the cycles and seasons of the outdoors. I'm your host, Hazel Stark. If you listened to the Harlequin Duck episode earlier this winter and heard me subtly lose my mind about all their amazing qualities, you might think I'm a duck person. But I never paid ducks much attention until about 10 years ago when a grad school friend of mine displayed a puzzling enthusiasm for them, and I sought to understand why. As a child, I went as far as noticing the unique shape and pattern of flying ducks, to be able to say, that is a duck flying, or that is not a duck flying. I even took ornithology in college, when we got to go birding on the ocean where there were plenty of ducks. But so many faraway black and white ducks didn't excite me, and I think I secretly scoffed at my classmates who confidently differentiated between the species of various specks of sea ducks from miles away. But my Wyoming grad school friend, with a goofy smile on his face, waxed poetic about the blue bills of ruddy ducks and even stopped his focus on fly fishing to bust out his binoculars to differentiate between a barrows or a common golden-eye duck on the water. So through osmosis, perhaps, I developed an appreciation for the diversity of ducks we share our world with. And it is the common golden-eyes that have me captivated this time of year. A year ago, I was embarking on a major life change. You know those moments when almost everything feels upended and you're trying to get a grip on new routines? That was me. And during those moments of feeling immobilized by what life had thrown at me, I found myself regularly locked in a somewhat blank stare at the ocean, which of course always helps. I learned to focus on one sense at a time to help ground me in the present moment. I heard the first song sparrow of the season, smelled the salt air, felt the warmth of the early spring sun, tasted a soothing, steaming cup of turmeric ginger tea, and then saw some male golden-eyed ducks repeatedly contorting themselves like a zombie awakening from the dead, getting a feel for how its neck muscles now work. That snapped me out of whatever I had been thinking about. Common golden-eyes have proportionally big-looking heads for a medium-sized duck. Adult males are mostly black and white, like so many sea ducks around here, but on their mostly black heads, they have a round white spot on each side of their face between their bill and their bright golden eyes, so they're fairly easy to identify with binoculars. Because the sides of their bodies are white, they look mostly white from afar. Golden eyes are diving ducks that tend to forage in flocks in waters less than 20 feet deep. And all members of their floating flock tend to synchronize diving for fish and aquatic invertebrates at about the same time. While most common goldeneye populations breed in the boreal forests north of here, roughly the northern three quarters of Maine has year-round populations. They winter along the coast but will spread into inland lakes when the waters open. At this time of year, males make wild courtship displays with as many as 14 different moves. The head throw kick is the most ostentatious I have seen, where he suddenly bends his head way back, touching his rear, then kicks forward, spraying water backward with his webbed feet. Females typically respond by swinging their heads forward. Monogamous pairs are forming now, and they rely on tree cavities for nesting. Nest boxes in places without many dead-standing trees have been shown to help reestablish their populations, especially as these ducks often use the same nesting cavity year after year. So the next time you're outside, you could head to your closest large body of open, relatively shallow water, ideally near a forest with some snags in it, and look for a floating flock of common golden-eyed ducks. You could settle in and watch for a while, and maybe get lucky by witnessing their elaborate courtship displays. You'll find that your daily worries will begin to melt away, you know, like water off a duck's back. You can download this episode and find a link to the transcript, photos, information about podcasting, and more by visiting archives.weru.org. Thanks for listening, and please join us next week for another dive into the nature of phenology.